How am I supposed to eat this pizza without my drink? Didn't you ever once think of the customer? You call yourself a delivery boy? Well, I ain't buying!
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatteray22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com. Welcome to another great commentary, where the category for this month is...
Category is...
The Goofball. Honk, honk. Joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And Amber.
Howdy, gang.
Today, we'll be watching episode 22 of Power Rangers Turbo, titled Trouble by the Slice, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Yuri Alexander. In this episode, during a test of a new transporter weapon created by Porto, Divatox is accidentally sent to Earth with a bad case of amnesia. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, and non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs, or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as you watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I love her lawn chair. Gay rights.
It's just a normal lawn chair. It's not even an evil lawn chair.
No, it's evil because she sat in it.
Uh-oh.
Question, why do they need a transport device when they all have the ability to teleport?
This is a good question.
Because why the fuck not?
Maybe to explain why they can all teleport? I don't know.
I'm waiting for her to slap the shit out of somebody. That's my slap the shit out of somebody face. Turned him into a jackass.
Turn it up, bitch.
Yeah, Carol Hoy definitely tried for like a, oh my gosh, it feels very like theater.
Oh my gosh.
Villain. Yeah. It's like, I am Divatox. I am a space pirate queen and I will destroy all of you.
Carol Hoy definitely put the diva in Divatox.
Hillary Shepherd was more, I'm a clown.
And I love it.
Yeah, Carol Hoyt's Divatox is a theater queen, and Hillary Shepherd's Divatox was a drag queen.
Mighty engines roar, turbo charge for more, drive for all the go. Power Rangers Turbo, go!
I love Skull's mullet, though. Like,
turbo, go!
It's a little different.
But why were they dressed in their police gear? They're not police officers this season.
You're such a stickler for continuity, Ray. Who cares?
Ray, put the data brace bait away. Carlos, you're a whole ass adult. Why are you asking someone whose balls haven't dropped for dating advice?
Yeah, you're asking Justin.
Fuck is he gonna know? He got like ketchup squirted on him in Casper Meets Wendy.
Right? Because he was a little douche.
You're a little cunt.
I mean, he wasn't really acting.
You don't like Sector. It's a beautiful game. Oh, please. I wish it would have hit him in the face.
He's like, hey, sorry about that. Carlos just like takes a soccer ball and like slams it again into his head.
Fuck it, kicks it into his face. That's how you really play soccer.
Just like hammering it at the net. Be like, fuck them kids. Divatox has wandered into her local strip mall.
Since when do they work here?
I'm Skull here.
This is Turbo, where the second half, where they just do different odd jobs every episode. They literally have a different job every episode. Because they couldn't find anything else for them to do. It's like they ran out of ideas for Bulk and Skull, and they shouldn't have been in every single episode at this point.
My queen.
That's how my hair gets when it gets too windy.
Wandering into a Denny's after a night at Applebee's.
Ew.
Sis, that's too many pepperoncinis.
That is disgusting.
Why does that one slice have all the peppers?
Yeah,
and why isn't it like cut? Why is it just like put on there? Honey.
You know that you pay after you eat.
Time's up, sweaty.
Pizza tastes like shit.
But how am I supposed to eat this pizza without my drink?
There was like a week period where we were saying that like every 2 seconds.
I've been waiting months to say that.
It's been itching. He's like, I need to release. Talk to milk canister, please.
Okay, if they make her a Lightning Collection figure, which they should, it should come with that milk carton.
Or maybe one comes with Elgar.
It really should.
And a slice of pizza.
Ooh, that would be good too.
With banana peppers.
Just get Divatox a piece of pizza with a bunch of pepperoncinis on
and
it.
And a bomb.
Yeah. Not a bomb. A detonator.
Oh, my mistake. Sledge is the bomb guy. It's a bomb!
I didn't realize I was watching a 90s children's soccer movie. It's like, oh, Justin doesn't like soccer, but apparently he's okay at it.
Is it fair that Carlos is playing with all these kids? Yeah, we won because we got a guy that's like 5 or 6 years older than us playing on our team.
I love that the pizza guy set them out on their motorcycle with a whole stack of pizzas but nothing to put them in, like a pizza bag. You know, because if there was that many pizzas, they should go in a car. But hey, you know, this is Power Rangers. Suspension of disbelief.
That's their personal vehicle. That's their bike from Zio.
True. I know that.
Or maybe it should have been just Skull and he put the pizzas in the little thing.
Yeah. I do love that they, you know, the attention to detail where they put the chef hats on top of their helmets.
Eh, some people like it raw. Love it.
What the fuck are you, dare judge Divatox?
Fran's mother from Jungle Fury.
Catch these fists.
What are we, dominoes?
My queen! Yes! I love that look, Porto.
That's me when I get all dolled up to go to the store. In the panty, I got the full body suit, so that way, you know, none of those germs get on me.
Love Porto.
I'm not even chewing gum.
Ew!
It's like, hold on, just believe that I'm an extremely obese person. I love that they have ketchup and mustard at the tables, this pizzeria.
Who the fuck's putting ketchup and mustard on their pizza? The only acceptable thing to put on your pizza is ranch.
Some pizzerias sell like chicken nuggets and stuff.
I guess, but
like, that's true. But like, why?
We just got fucking smoked.
Carlos is just gonna treat all these
kids to pizza. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck do you do for a job, Carlos?
Honey.
Ew, what fucking kid wants mushroom? Hell no, that is not realistic at all. Pepperoni or mushroom, fuck out of here.
I love this kind of comedy where it's like very literally what's happening, but just this a sleight of eye. Like, I love that because it's, I think that's funnier than just weird bullshit. She's right there under his nose.
It's very creative and clever humor.
That's the kind of shit I like.
Mm-hmm. Same.
That kid is sitting really close to Carlos. I mean, same, but damn, bud. You gotta, like, gotta be cool. You gotta be cool. Don't let him know that you like him. That's the whole point.
I did. King.
It's like, hold on, let's get this.
Let's break some copyright laws.
Did they really?
Well, I mean, I guess this Mad Mike guy owns the rights to this character, so.
Also, that's not the right pizza. You ordered mushroom pizza.
Honey? You're the one that told her she's got to work for you after eating one slice of fucking pizza that probably costs like a dollar.
Yeah, calm down, Mary.
They're going to get their shit wrecked.
Yeah, they're going to get their shit wrecked.
That is very clear the stunt guys. It's all about, let's blow up stuff around him so it's only the stunt kid.
All those little Japanese guys.
Yo, there's some exploding pizzas in the Benny Warehouse District.
This is called one wicked cowabunga, my dudes. That's because you were on a date, Justin. You were on a date.
Because you actually hung out with people your own fucking age for once?
This pizza parlor.
Like I said, theater queen. Pizza parlor.
I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
There's the rest of the cast. Where were you, bitches? We were hanging out with little kids and treating them to pizza later.
Priorities.
You want some coin tea?
Here you go. Get your allowance. You'll still have to all live together because you guys can't afford an LA apartment, but you know, hey, maybe you could eat some food.
Thank God she's not asking questions anymore.
I hated that shit. That was so stupid. Demetria, what do we do? I don't know. What do you do?
Do you know what to do? No, that's why I'm asking you. Do you know what to do? I'm like, the fuck? Girl, Judd was literally like, we're not doing this. She's going to talk like a normal person.
Oh, hey, look, Sentai footage.
Clearly, because this is when it was filmed on, like, tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was filmed on a potato, let's be real. It's a spicy pizza pie!
I mean, if I'm gonna go, at least, like, I get exploded by a pizza. That's
right? Cool. Like, I mean, you died how you lived.
Or, like, baked into the
Grown
giant pizza.
Grown and eating That's pizza. He got saved by the vroom vrooms.
Our sentient cars from space.
Uh-oh.
No!
They got green eyes now! That means they're evil!
Evil!
They're hypnotized by evil pizzas.
That's Storm Blaster, Justin, not Mountain Blaster.
No one cares for you.
I do.
Oh no!
Turning him against us!
Oh no, they're evil now! What are we gonna do?
I feel like they stole this from Christine.
Maybe. I've actually never watched Christine.
I'll make you a giant oven for no reason.
That's yes!
Oh, yeah. Get up, Justin! Fucking baby.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely cheese.
I don't think that's cheese. I think it's just crust.
They did not get paid enough to do this.
They really did it.
It's like to do this seriously. I don't know how they did it.
Well, I mean, Car Ranger was a goofy romp.
Oh, yeah, this is goofy as hell.
At least they embraced it. They didn't really embrace it in the first half.
Oh, no! This foam!
Oh! Eh.
You know what the funny thing about this episode is, though? In Car Ranger, this was more of, like, a, like, actual story episode. Because this was an episode where, Signal Man, Blue Centurion, Sentai counterpart, left for a few episodes.
Fuck
yeah,
him.
Bye. Yeah, no one cares. He's a cop. A-cab! A-cab!
Fuck the police!
They've been baked into a giant pizza.
Okay, no lie, though, I would totally want a pizza blanket just for that scene. Lightning Collection pizza blanket, so you could reenact that scene.
I mean, they made pumpkin heads to put on your Lightning Collection figure, so it's possible.
I love that we came up with that idea, and then they literally
did it. They fucking
did it. Not that we came up with it, but we talked about it before it was announced.
Yeah. I mean, let's just put out that energy for everything else we want.
Let's all put out that energy for the pizza. At least, like a pizza blanket.
I mean, how many times do I have to say gin before I actually get it, though?
Yeah.
That would be a fun accessory if they did, like, just they just randomly did this pizza monster just for shits and giggles because it's a meme.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They do Lightning Collection monsters now, so.
Like, I don't necessarily care about this monster, but if it came with, like, a pizza accessories you could lay your Rangers on.
Yes!
I would buy it. Because then it would make me want to buy the Turbo Rangers.
And then it comes with the giant fork and
yes!
knife.
And little pizzas, too.
That would be cute.
Because, like, it would be a soft good, and soft goods are easy to, like, make.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, with figures, there's tooling, and you have to make the molds, but that's a soft good. You could just make it, like, kind of like a little plush pizza. With, like, printed details, and I would be absolutely okay with that.
And if it was, like, $40 with all that, I would pay it.
Oh, soft goods are probably don't think would drive the price up that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, soft goods are
putting a lot of thought into this.
Why do you think Barbie can come with a bunch of, like, dresses and stuff like that, but shoes are always harder to come with? Because the shoes are new tooling if they don't already use a pre-existing mold. It's kind of the same thing with the action figures. There's a lot of, like, blank pieces, and then they can add to them. So that way, it's like, I was just learning about action figures, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. Talking about, like,
fiddlesticks
and moldings and things like that.
Fire the torpedoes!
Can 2021 be the year we get, Divatox?
I know, I really hope so.
Can it just be, like, for Christmas? Like, I'll be a good little boy.
It would be perfect timing, considering what just came out recently.
It'd be as spooky.
It's the penis nose for me. Like, why does it look like that? Did you see that?
It kind of looks like the monster from Dino Fury this week. He kind of has a penis nose, too.
Well, I didn't watch yet.
Well, after this, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the police!
A-cab.
Wee-woo-wee-woo-wee-woo.
The wee-woo-wee-woos.
That's a spicy meatball. Did Justin just do a peace sign?
I love it.
Did he really?
Yes.
Uh-oh, Austin. Coming for your brand.
No, I don't want to stand.
To be fair, it was Sentai footage.
That's true. Good point.
Yeah.
Damn, look at those nails.
Yes, honey.
Did you take off your glove or something?
Yeah, I guess that's what it looks like underneath her gloves.
See, I think those curled. They should have been like long, straight ones, and I've been like, ooh, bitch.
Yeah, why are they curly like that?
Because natural nails curl like that whenever they grow out that long.
Oh, I guess.
I don't know. I think they look sickening.
They do. But I like a straight nail than like a curved nail. It's hard to use curved nails. Yeah, but like they'll grow down and they'll like if you let them grow too long, then they start kind of curly queuing at the end.
Or if you let them grow too much, they get like spirally and shit. If you've seen My Strange Addiction.
I knew you were going to say that. Every time we talk about fingernails, you bring up My Strange Addiction.
Well, girl, that's gross. Why do your fingernails need to be that long, sis? No. Oh, that's the freeze frame? Oh, okay.
And we don't go back to the Rangers.
Yay, bloopers.
Bam, noon.
Bring back bloopers every episode.
I know, but that's like my one wish is like, please just bring back bloopers.
My favorite is the astronomers from In Space.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least release a Blu-ray and put bloopers in that.
Like, give us special features. Like, 2-minute blooper run. Her just doing stuff with the nails. I love that.
Alrighty, so that was Trouble by the Slice. Do we have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
Not a hot take, it's just iconic.
It is.
I mean, yeah, I think besides anything from Mighty Morphin and maybe Shell Shocked, I feel like this episode is the episode a lot of normies know about because everybody knows the episode where the Rangers were baked into a giant pizza.
That episode is like a giant meme. I remember that being all over Tumblr, just doing huge numbers because it's ridiculous.
The gif of them in the pizza and we're here to toss your salad.
Oh, pizza pie, ha ha ha.
And their pose where they're like, rats, drats, fooey, whatever the fuck.
Curses, fooey, fiddlesticks. So that was the end of our episode. What did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at @TheGroupieArt. Tune in next time where we'll be continuing our goofy filler for April with a commentary for episode 20 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It's a mad, mad mackerel. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.